Where do the candidates come from who end up representing us in government? The decision to run sometimes comes from a powerful inner impulse to give back through public service, to say thank you to the community and the nation by being a candidate. Thank you for success achieved through hard work and believing that anything is possible in this country. Most candidates have a backstory. It could be rags to riches or escape from a civil war, recovery from a violent crime or disaster, a war hero. Lorena Gonzalez is our political rookie today, trying to become the first Latina ever elected to the Seattle City Council, Position 9. In her first lap in politics, Lorena is learning how to tell her compelling story.
You know, I actually grew up as a migrant farm worker in central Washington state in a little town called Grandview, which is in the lower Yakima Valley. It's actually a county where, as a young woman, I had a 50% chance higher than any other young woman living in the state of becoming a teen mom. Incredible degree of poverty. I earned my first paycheck at the age of 8, used to travel from Grandview to live in migrant farm labor camps and pick cherries for 3 months out of the year. And I saw a lot of injustices, primarily at the hands of farm owners against my fellow migrant farm workers, where we weren't being paid wages at all. I think that those moments were incredibly formative to me and really inspired me as I moved forward through college and through law school, and now being a candidate for Seattle City Council, to really want to champion those people who I see myself in, the people who haven't had a very strong voice in our government.
And what was it like to, climb your way out of the shadows?
It sometimes feels like a bit of an out-of-body experience to be in those rooms and at those tables. But I think that, you know, I have really been able to achieve a lot because of the community that I grew up in and because of those formative experiences. I think there's a lot of work that still needs to be done in areas like central Washington state, where you look at places like Yakima that are primarily Latino populated and still aren't able to say that they have elected a Latino person to their city councils. And I'm hopeful that my venture into public office, along with some other folks who are also Latinos running for office, that we will encourage other young Latinos to aspire to be representatives for their community and for all community in these very important government entities.
Do you think you take a toll on your sort of personal goals to do something like this? Is it a sacrifice?
It's a huge sacrifice to run for public office, not just in the sense of the time that you have to spend on running a successful campaign and being a candidate, but also just the emotional piece of it, the really coming to understand who you want to be as a policymaker. And a lot of those formative moments begin to happen when you are a first-time candidate. You really start identifying who you are and who you want to be as a decision maker, and how you're going to balance these competing needs that inherently exist within our democratic system. And that takes a lot of, you know, emotional energy from you and does require you to make a lot of sacrifices. You know, you want to go to that festival with your friends, but those are things that you're willing to do and sacrifice, because at the end of the day, you understand that the sacrifices you are making likely pale in comparison to some of the suffering that your potential constituents are currently experiencing. But being in a position to be the decision maker in this particular role is certainly a different feeling, one that I'm happy to have, but it is a different feeling.
Good luck, and it sounds like you've got a pretty darn good chance.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Lorena Gonzalez is a first-time candidate running for Seattle City Council, Position 9. We asked you, would you give your vote to a political outsider, to a fresh newcomer, or do you prefer the more seasoned politicians? Fenton, Missouri. Political outsiders may present the best opportunity for growth and change, but can they navigate the system developed and controlled by the seasoned politicians well enough to influence the change we seek? Too often a vote for an outsider makes a statement, but if no one hears...
Hi, this is Deirdre from Glenwood Landing.
Yeah, this is Bill Wick, and today I'm calling from DeRidder, Louisiana.
And I think I learned my lesson. I was throwing away my vote.
I'm voting for outsiders.
Now I vote for the seasoned pros.
I'm just so sick of career politicians.
That's the way it is.
I think it's time we got back to government of the people.
My vote goes to the person who speaks for the people. My name's Deborah Parks. I'm calling from Lake Wales, Florida. And the person who stands up for those who cannot stand up for themselves, the person who encourages others to take part to become a part of the solution, the person who sees greed as a crime and supports the highest and best use of all resources for the good of all, that is the person who will get my vote.
This is Stephen First from East Windsor, New Jersey. I've never taken my car to a heart surgeon, so why would I hand my government to an amateur?
This is Jocelyn from Anchorage, Alaska. My vote typically goes to outsiders, unless there are politicians who have relevant, real-life, non-political experience that is demonstrated as they govern.
Charlotte, North Carolina. To borrow a political phrase, I've evolved on this issue. I used to crave fresh thinking, but the truth is that governing has become a highly specialized job. It requires extensive relationship building and knowledge of existing systems, especially when it comes to our highest offices. I want leaders who have a head start and won't spend their first few years learning on the job. Dallas. This country has had more than its fill of professional politicians who consider elected office as a great gig with loads of perks. We need a new Cincinnatus to come forward and show this country what civic virtue truly is. Only a political outsider has the chance to be that person. A new Cincinnatus, that is grand, leaving the fields in the middle of the harvest, no less. None of the candidates we heard from claim to be a Cincinnatus, but their upcoming elections are a step in the right direction, and we'll check back with them after the elections.